Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
Dead
in the inside. Lord. We're just going to sit here and stare at one another for an hour.
Just shaking our head, yep. I learned something new this week.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
It was because of something that you sent me.
Oh.
I learned that I have, what do you call it, stimmies?
Oh.
Aren't they, isn't that what they're called?
Yeah, stimmies.
So every time, gosh, I've done that my whole entire life. Every time, like, I laugh whenever I see the little meme that people sent where Pooh Bear is eating his honey and he's just kind of dancing and shimmying while he eats it.
Yeah.
Because I do that.
I do it too, girl.
I do that. It's like, I wait till I get hangry and then I finally eat something. And then I'll sit there and, like, dance around, move my shoulders, I shimmy, whatever. And my husband, like, he laughs sometimes, and he's just like, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah, every time we go have oysters, I'm like,
Oh, see, I do it too.
Yeah, that made me laugh so hard when I saw that on my TikTok, and I was like, oh, I need to send this to Christy, because I think, like, we both do
holy
that.
Holy crap. That's a thing. I didn't know that that was a thing. And I didn't even realize that. I didn't even realize that I did it until it got brought to my attention. That I do it.
See, my mom used to make bad fun of me. It was like, she's like, can you not do that? And I was like, I'm really excited about this food I'm fixing to put in my mouth, so I had to do a little dance about
it. I know,
it.
And I'll do this right here whenever I'm excited to talk about something, too. Like, it's just like that wiggle back and forth thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, I have stimmies.
Same.
I mean, the only other thing that I know that I do is, like, I pick, and, like, y'all can't see this, but Sandy can see this. I have janky cuticles all the time because that's my little...
Oh, and that's called something.
I do that all the time.
It's called something. I'm fixing to tell you what it's called.
I either pick at my cuticles or I chew on my inside of my cheeks.
It is called... Hold on.
Is that like being overstimulated when you do that? I don't know.
Dermatillomania.
Okay, well, I've got...
It's a mental disorder, and it is obsessive compulsive picking at your skin.
Yes. Okay, I have obsessive
compulsive disorder. It's called dermatillomania.
Okay, so I have put cuticle oils on and got them, like, making myself, like, every time I catch myself, no, stop. And then whenever I stop doing that and I can feel that texture there, like, it just is like, I have to pick.
I'm a face picker. Like, I touch my face all the time and I'm like, I've got a spot right there. I'm going to go to the bathroom, like, right this second and see what I can get out of that. Like,
ugh.
I do have my...
Did not realize that I...
Yeah, we both have mental disorders. Yeah.
So what is it called? Derma what?
Dermatillomania.
Dermatillomania. I'm a maniac.
Maniac.
I also watch serial killer documentaries to relax at night. So
yeah, that's called something too. Let me see what it is. what was I watching? There's a new documentary. Actually, one of our listeners sent me a TikTok about it.
Really?
Yeah, and she was like, hey, there's a new documentary about the Delphi case.
Oh!
On Hulu. And so, and it's about, like, the trial and shit.
Okay.
And so, I was like, I did not know that.
Okay,
and
definitely need to watch that.
So, I started watching it last night. I haven't finished it. I've got one more episode left. It's super interesting. Like, we all know how much I love that case. So, I mean, I don't love the case, but I've always been interested in it.
Well, that's going to go on my TBW list.
There's several good documentaries and things about that case. And it's just, like, wild how all of that came together. I don't know what to Google.
Well, when you find it, let me know. There's so much that's going on right now that we can talk about, but I have to say this. I have to start off saying this. Okay, so today was a very weird day for me at work because we have been for the past several months, it's like there's always so much that needs to get done that I have this feeling that I'm never going to get caught up.
Yeah.
I made a, like, I had a complete meltdown before we did our very first runway show because there was too much that needed to get done. It wasn't getting done,
Yeah.
Like, and I was just stressing and panicking about all that getting done. Today, when I got to work, I had one new item that I needed to get prepared for showing and then do a live video on all of our new items that we had in. And then after that, I mean, I was sitting there going, what needs to be done? Like, we're caught up. We're finally caught up. But still, that was weird. But the whole, even saying that brings me to this. Like, today, whenever I got off work, I went and told my husband, don't know what you got planned for this weekend. But Saturday, as soon as I get home from work, I'm putting on my pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go nowhere. I don't want to talk to anybody. My phone's going on silent. I mean, I just need some downtime. Do you ever feel
like
you've just got to get away, even if it's just for 5 minutes even?
I feel like I've just been going, and then I've been running back and forth to keep Clover. I'm like, and my daughter called me this morning and was like, hey, we don't need you to come this weekend. And as much as I love keeping my grandbaby, like, don't get me wrong, but my God, you know, it's 2.5 hours down there, and then...
And then you have not had a weekend to rest.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't had time to recharge myself.
Yeah.
Because I've been going down there, like, a lot. And so, anyway, I don't have to go this weekend, and so...
And, you know, it doesn't that give you false guilt?
Yeah.
That is such a false guilt because everybody needs a break sometimes. Everybody.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we're not built the same way anymore. Like, whenever you're younger and you're raising kids and you're doing all the things and you're going, you know, even on the weekends, when you get to a point in time that has stopped, it is hard to readjust and get back into that mode.
Yeah.
Like, you require resting time. I feel like an old person saying that. Yeah,
girl,
but
yes,
it's true.
I feel like an old lady, but, you know, it's just, I feel bad, you know, and I was like, are you sure? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. I fully intend to do nothing this weekend.
Yeah, well,
if I do anything, it's me getting my pool and drink beer.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that even sometimes during the daytime, like, if there's just so much going on, I don't know if it's just stress from what you're dealing with, overstimulation, or whatever. Sometimes, like, we need to give ourselves that, even if it's a 2-minute break.
Yeah.
To go somewhere, be able to clear your mind, get
I feel relaxed. Like the last couple of days, so I'm back on my I'm going to quit smoking bullshit that I keep doing. And so, like, today, I've really tried hard not to smoke. And so I've had, like, 4 cigarettes all day. But I feel like, and, like, yesterday I didn't smoke very much. And so I feel like I get overstimulated when I'm not smoking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like when I was smoking, I would just go sit outside and smoke a cigarette and call myself and be like, oh, I'm fine, and come back in and go about my day. And now I don't have a reason.
Well, maybe you should still take those breaks.
Yeah, so.
Just, like, let your workers that you have in the shop, just let them know, you know, I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to go outside. Unless it's an emergency, don't interrupt because I need to have my time.
I just need 10 minutes of just not talking.
Exactly. I feel like I have to have that, too. Now, granted, I'm not stuck in one place as long as you are because the job that I'm at, you know, I'm here and there. I can run to the back. I can do this, you know.
Yeah.
I think it might be a little more difficult for you. So, I think it's okay for you to sometimes say, you know what, I need to take that.
Well, and I feel like, too, a lot of my, like, smoking addiction was if I'm a smoker, I can get out of this situation. And at this time, I'm going to have a break, and I can go and spend 10 minutes outside and have my smoke break and get over my, like, overstimulation that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And then I can come back in and be, like, fine. And so now that I'm, like, I'm really going to quit this time. Like, quit.
here's my confession. Sometimes whenever I'm at work, and if we don't have a lot of tanners in at that time, but it's been like person after person after person shopping or whatever, sometimes I have to, I don't know what it is about the cool air that calms me, but I will go into room one sometimes where we have the tanning room one, where the air conditioning is down, where it kind of blows upwards. I will go and stand in front of that air conditioning just to take a minute. Just take a minute and just...
You know what's funny is, you know, I have the air conditioner at the shop set for, like, other people's comfort because I'm always cold. Like, I don't require cold air that much. And so I'll just go outside because I'm cold and I need heat.
Yin and yang, sister, we're opposites.
Yeah, we're absolute opposites. But, yeah, I do require my warm air times. But, yeah, I've just been finding myself being more overstimulated lately. And it every time I, like, try to quit smoking, I get... But I'm really am going to quit this time. So
I had a panic attack yesterday.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't know. I have no idea. It was like right before I was going to work. I had told my husband, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I was having, like, this thing with my chest. But it was just, like, right on this one side. And I was just saying, like, I don't know what's going on. And then I think that the idea that I might be having a heart attack made it absolutely worse. And so I just started kind of like, okay, I'm not going to hyperventilate, not going to do all this. And so I just like, you know what, I'm going to work because I'll take my mind off whatever's going on, just go to work. I went to work, forgot my phone, had to drive back home.
Bless it.
Went into the house, tried to find my phone, couldn't find it anywhere. And so I was like, crap, maybe I set it down as soon as I got to work and then started looking, couldn't find my phone. So I drove back to work. My phone was not there. So then I had to drive back to my house. Thank God I was early to work.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was able to get back on time. So it took me 10 minutes to go find my phone, which was exactly where I left it, sitting right in front of where I should have seen it when I walked in the door. But my brain was just, like, all over the place. And once I got into the groove at work, later I was just sitting thinking about it. I don't even know why, but it was just, like, anxiety just all of a sudden just came crashing over me. It was crazy.
I have days like that. I have days.
When I was younger, I had that happen.
I don't have as many panic attacks as I used to have, just because I'm very heavily medicated, but yeah, I do still have panic attacks.
Yeah, I have not had something, the last time something like that happened to me was when we were dealing with a huge family crisis, and there was legalities involved, and things were going on that was like, I think anybody would have had. That was kind of a circumstantial situation.
Girl, I used to have panic attacks because it was Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like.
So that was wild for it to just come out of nowhere like that.
Yeah. But I feel you. Been there. Ugh.
Well, I can tell you one thing right now that we can talk about that is very panic attack inducing just because it pisses me off. Listen, that's not really a panic attack. I just get pissed. I'm so tired of people being dumb and not educating themselves before they start spouting stuff out. Like, it just pisses me off. Hello, we live in Texas. Texas is all over the damn news right now.
Texas is taking out the trash is what Texas is doing, and I'm here for it.
So, a lot of people are learning a new word recently, gerrymandering.
Yes. And I don't know if you learned about gerrymandering in school. I did. I remember Coach Miller in our U.S. history class teaching about gerrymandering.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I learned about gerrymandering when I was a kid. And so, or in high school, I knew what gerrymandering was. And so when it came up, I was like, ooh, I know what that means. I know what it is. But, let me look up a definition so I can just, like, read it correctly.
Well, this whole shebang that people... all over the place. I mean, people from other states, people from other countries feel the right to have opinions on, and that's fine. Everybody's got opinions. They're like assholes. But one of the first things that came to my mind, okay, for those who don't know what's going on, which is crazy to me if you don't, the whole deal with Texas proposing redistricting and all this. They're supposed to be voting on this, as well as voting on other things such as the aid needed for the flood victims. You know, there's a lot of things that are supposed to be being taken care of. But
our Democratic leaders have just chosen to flee to Illinois.
Yep, because they don't want the redistricting to happen.
They don't want the redistricting. Well, they don't. Those people that have fled the state don't care about Texas. They don't give a shit about Texas. Like, they don't care.
Well, my gosh, if you hear the ones talking about, if you hear the loudmouth one, the biggest loudmouth one.
What's that black girl's name?
Miss Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett is the biggest dumbass. I cannot, every time she opens her mouth, it just pisses me off and sends me on.
It makes me highly embarrassed because she is a representative from Texas. And I want to say so bad to the whole entire world, I want to scream it from the rooftops, she does not represent me.
No, she absolutely.
She does not.
Well, I mean, and she even said the other day, well, if this redistricting happens, then I won't even have a district. Good. Shit.
I'm pretty sure that most every other district doesn't want to hear your mouth.
So the actual definition, according to Google, is to manipulate the boundaries of an electoral constituency so as to favor one party or class.
So can I tell you... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
The origin... Let's see. That's silly. That doesn't make any sense. I don't like Google. Google pisses me off because I just say dumb stuff.
Can I tell you my take on why... Okay, maybe it's considered gerrymandering because of the time period of when this is happening.
Yeah.
But can I tell you my take on why this is absolutely not
gerrymandering? So, historically, gerrymandering is not a good thing. It's a quite negative deal. I feel the situation that Texas is in right now today, something's got to give.
Yes.
So, yes.
Okay, so this is my version, which I am not a politician. I am not a government teacher. I took government in college. You know, I paid attention in high school, passed, you know. But here's the deal. So the way that districts are divided up, it has to do with your population.
Yes.
People need to take into account the last, let's not even do the last 10 years. Let's go back last 20 years. In the state of Texas, our population has exploded.
And a lot of that is people coming from other states to here. It's not only like the illegal immigration and the people flooding in from across the border. Do you know how many people from California trying to escape California politics?
Yes.
And so they're coming to Texas and buying up land and building nice houses and contributing to our economy here in Texas.
Yes.
Because they wanted to get out of what was happening in California.
Personally, in this tiny town that we live in, I've met people from California. I've met people from Illinois. I've met people from Indiana. We have had people from multiple states, but a lot has been from California.
There's been a lot from California.
A lot from California. And they have very, very verbally stated that they had to get out of that shit. They have been, the ones that I have spoken to, so many of them have said they could not stand living in the state of government the way
it is. And also, some of the more liberal sanctuary cities stuff in Texas, those people that live in those areas are also moving out to the country.
Yes.
And so.
Absolutely, that is happening.
Like, out where my dad lives. There's been a lot of people. He's got neighbors out there from California. He's got neighbors out there from the Dallas area, the Austin area.
Well, okay, think about whenever we went to that meeting. You remember when we went to that meeting about the water being possibly sold? We had people that were from Dallas County that had moved into our rural area
to get away from the Dallas politics.
I was trying to say rural, and it sounded like royal. Our royal area.
Rural.
Our rural area. They're trying to get away from all that crap. So our population has changed so much.
For sure.
There is no other alternative but that we have redistricting happen. It's been needing to happen.
It's been needing to happen for like several years.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So
this is not a new issue like this year. This has been needing to happen. We just haven't had, because of the Democrat leadership in our state not showing up, not taking care of business, not voting, not doing
things. This is not the first time that they've done this.
Yeah, this has been going on in Texas for what, 20 years?
Probably at least.
At least, that redistricting has needed to happen, and now people are finally
fed up. I said to go back 20 years, but the last 10 have been extreme.
Yeah.
The last 10 years have been extreme. And, you know, that's the reason why Dallas County was wanting to purchase our water rights, was because of the... Because
they're poor stewards of their own.
Well, besides that, it's the projected growth that they're expecting because people keep moving to Texas. Do you know why they move here? Because we're so freaking awesome.
We're so cool. Everybody wants to be us. Listen, my grandmother was a Yankee. She was from Minnesota. We do have two listeners now in Minnesota.
Karen
and one of her friends. So hi, Karen. How's it going? And friend.
I cannot wait to meet you, Karen.
Oh, she's coming down for Thanksgiving. I'm so excited. But anyway, she said, my granny always said, I wasn't born a Texan, but I got here as fast as I could.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. A lot of people say that.
And
we have family. They're not really blood related to us, but we call them family, our dearly's family. When I say family, it's almost their whole entire family has been a part of our dearly's. My husband and I are the only ones that are even from this area.
Yeah.
And they're coming from Fort Worth, but the deal is they're all from California.
Yeah.
They moved from California to Texas, and they've been living in the Fort Worth area, and this is their sanctuary. This is their place to go to take that moment that we were just talking about, you know, to be by yourself with nature and just...
Yeah, like, I mean, even, like, we live in small town, rural East Texas, but it's like you can go sit outside at night and you can hear like all the bugs and the bats, and it's just,
you can actually see the stars.
You can see the, like, my one of my favorite activities is to get in the pool at nighttime and just float and look up at the stars. And like
during the daytime, you can actually...
It's blue sky and, you know, gorgeous weather and nature and, you know, that is the type of shit that calms me.
Yeah.
Like,
And it does for a lot of us. And here's the deal. People that live in small towns, some of them are there until they can grow up and get their education, move on, do whatever. Okay, I get that. But most of us that are adults that are here, we're here for a reason.
Listen,
we want to be here. We like this lifestyle.
When I was growing up, all I wanted to do was get out of Hugh Springs, Texas.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was leave here and never come back. I wanted to get as far away as I could.
Yeah.
I made it to Longview, girl, and I found myself right back where I started.
That same happened with
us. You know, but I don't regret it. I don't think I missed out on anything. You know, when I see what's happening in some of the bigger cities, I'm like, I'm good. I'll sit here in my little corner.
Well, the deal is, you know, maybe there are things that you're missing out on, but there's a whole lot that other people are missing out on by not being here too, because
I mean, who else can go to the movies for $1.50?
Exactly. What an awesome place that is too. It's historically pretty cool.
Yeah. It's very cool.
And y'all, I was watching on TikTok whenever they were talking about Dangerfield, Texas, but they couldn't call it. I don't know what was so hard.
I think it was AI. It was just an AI voice, being able to pronounce.
It just kept saying Dangerfield.
Dangerfield.
Captain Dangerfield.
Captain Danger.
And it just, like, I was like, oh my God, why has nobody else made a comment about this yet? Because people were on there saying, oh yeah, that's my hometown and stuff. And I was just like, I went to school in Dangerfield.
Oh Lord. It was like when my kids were little, I would dress them in their pajamas. And we would usually go on Wednesday night because it was never crowded because all the Jesus people were in church. And so we'd go to the movies on Wednesday night dressed in pajamas. Do you remember Mr. Danny?
Yeah.
He would get so mad. He was like, there's a city ordinance in Dangerfield about pajamas. And I was like, you want to go home and get my kids ready for bed? And he would go, no. And I was like, then shh.
I wouldn't think that they would try to.
He was like, just
say. They're children.
He was like, just so you know, there's a city ordinance about pajamas in Dangerfield. And I was like, are you going to come home and deal with my kids after we get out of this movie? But anyway, yeah, I used to take my kids to the movies, and we would go on Wednesday night. Movie started at 7:30 during the week, and we would go to the movies and see whatever there was showing, and then they would immediately come home and get in bed.
Yeah.
It was great. We could go to the movies for less than $25.
Yeah, it was like 99 cents back in the day.
Back then, it was 99 cents. And more special, you could get a large popcorn and two medium drinks for $5.
Yeah.
And so I would get two more specials. So that's $10. All of us get in. That's, my mom would usually go with us. So that's like, what, $5 for us to get in. So that's, we're up to 15. No, I'd get three more specials because me and my mom would share one. Yeah. So three more specials, that's $15 and $5 to get in.
Yeah, $10. You can't do that.
That anywhere else. I mean, anywhere else, when the movie ticket to get in is almost
$20. Yeah. It is, and they still have $1.50 now. It's crazy. And, you know, and I'm not going to tell you that it's the nicest, plushest seats or whatever.
No, it's not.
But they do have the best popcorn anywhere around.
And they get movies, like, new movies.
Oh, yeah.
Right when they come out. Like, they used to not. But I think there was a lawsuit back years ago that changed all that. But,
girl, whenever I, this is so changing subject, but whenever I was a little girl, we used to have that drive-in movie theater.
I don't remember.
Was you too young to remember that one?
I never went to the drive-in.
Oh my gosh, that drive-in was so much fun. It was owned by the same family.
The same family.
That still has the movie theater now in Dangerfield. But they had that drive-in theater, and we would go and bring our own. My mom would make popcorn at home and put it in a big Tupperware bowl. And we would go watch movies, and I remember going, I watched every single, my mom and dad were so strict, you know, I wasn't allowed to watch rated R movies, I wasn't allowed to, I wasn't even allowed to see Grease because it showed a naked butt on it.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, because they mooned.
Oh, that's right.
Silly. Yeah. But yet they took us to see every one of the Friday the 13th movies.
Oh my God.
To the drive-in movie theater.
That's hilarious.
I think we're all like, we all.
I wish they would reopen the drive-in.
That was so much fun.
I feel like they talked about it a while back and then it kind of didn't happen, but that would be amazing.
But anyway, so back to the whole situation we were talking about, you know.
Yeah.
You know, our state is probably different than other states in as far as like people who are from here, people who are Texans. We're very proud people. We are. We're very patriotic about our state.
Yeah, I feel like I keep seeing on TikTok and on social media, like, if other people loved whatever it is, like, Texans love Texas. Like,
yeah, Texans, but that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. Like Texans fucking love Texas, like, a lot.
I mean, I think that the coolest thing, I remember being in 7th grade, junior high, and we had to take Texas history class.
Yeah.
That was one of the most interesting classes I ever took in my entire life.
I mean,
because there is so much history doing that.
I don't kid, ever go to the Athens, Texas, where people bled and died.
Oh, and by the way, for anybody that thinks that rural Texans are racist or whatever, which is just a bunch of funk, do you know when you go to the Alamo, these are people who bled and died for Texas to be free, for Texas to be Texas. By the way, they were not bleeding and dying for Texas to be the United States.
No, they were. Bleeding and dying for Texas.
Do you know how many of those names of those people who died were Hispanic?
Yeah, there was a bunch of them.
A lot of people. Like, and this has nothing to do with a race. Our culture is so meshed together with the Mexican culture here. I mean, it's just part of it. I don't know anybody that does not have Mexican food as a regular staple in their diet.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. Oh, I love Mexican. I do.
I mean, if I have a choice between Mexican food and... Well, I like real Mexican food.
Yes, absolutely.
I do not enjoy Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
If I have a choice between Tex-Mex and McDonald's, I will pick McDonald's.
I'll pick Dairy Queen tacos.
Oh, the white girl tacos. That's what I had for lunch today. I had white girl tacos.
I do like some Dairy Queen tacos.
Dairy Queen tacos, yep. I did have that for lunch today. Because sometimes they just hit the right spot. Yeah.
But no, I feel like people that have opinions about everything really need to do a little more digging and see the whole story of what's going on. Because this is not something, and that's why I'm saying, like, the timing of it, yes, I can see how that could be considered gerrymandering. Just because of the fact that there's a possibility to get Jasmine Crockett out of freaking office.
Well, but also do your damn job. You fled the state instead of staying and doing your job you were elected to do.
But they're telling people that they are doing their job by doing that. They're fighting for the people by doing this.
Okay, but no.
No, that's not how this works.
And I want to say this, too. Texas is very... I don't remember if I've told this on the podcast or not, but I was a cafeteria lady for several years. And they're... Believe it or not, there's cafeteria lady conventions.
Oh.
Every year. And they're in different places. And so, one year, our cafeteria lady convention was in Austin. And one of the ladies that I at get us a private tour of the Capitol building.
Fun.
And so, she called her grandson, and he was like, absolutely, y'all come. We'll do the whole behind the scenes where the public does not get to go. And so we got a guided tour of like scaffolding and shit. Like I'm scared of heights. It's not, but I was gonna do it. Once in a lectures, we were allowed to like wander about and there's like scaffolding that we had to walk on to, like, get to these other, like, spiral stairs. Like, we went to the tippy top of the dome.
Wow.
Up there on the very top of the dome, there is a door that opens, and there's, like, a glass little balcony area. And I'm going to tell you what, I scooted out there, and I scooted all the way around that tippy top on my butt. Because I was so, like, I don't do heights.
Yeah.
But I did that, and I learned a lot about history of Texas and, you know, all the portraits that hang in there of all the governors, like, all the history behind that.
Who was the governor at that time?
You know what? I don't remember. It was in the mid-2000s. I don't know. Was not Greg Abbott?
Probably.
Let me see.
I don't know.
Let me look.
I was just curious.
But anyway, and so we learned about, you know, when Texas came into the United States, we did so and we reserved the right to secede. We're the only state in the United States that has the right to secede. Yeah. From the nation.
We're the only ones who came in the way we did that were...
Because we were a country. We were our own nation.
Yeah.
And then the United States was like, okay, you can reserve the right to secede, but if you do secede from the nation, we're going to cut off trade. we don't need anybody else's trade. We have oil. We have trees. We have all the things that we need here. What do we need to trade with anybody else? We have farming.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a whole sore subject with me, too, because do you know how many of our farmers have had to sell out and have suffered whenever we have all this cattle land here because they're cutting down the damn rainforest in Brazil instead of buying beef in America?
It was Hot Wheels.
It was? Okay.
It was Greg Abbott.
Hey, yeah. By the way, do you know who gave him that name? You'll never use it again. Jasmine Crockett.
That bitch. Okay, yep, I'll never call him that again.
That's what I thought. Yep. She is the one who called him that.
Stand that. I cannot stand her. She's so dumb. Well, like,
the whole deal is, you know, back to this subject. You have, whenever you're representing your people, you have the obligation to show up and cast your vote.
Yeah.
That is your obligation. Girl,
there's arrest warrants out for them right now.
I know. And you know, in my mind, absolutely there should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they have, well, you know what? Let's just say not you because you own your own business. Okay, let's say that I just made the decision, you know what? I don't like what's going to happen at work today. I'm not showing up. What would happen to me?
You would get fired.
Absolutely, I would get fired. Should I get fired?
Yes.
100%. That's not how this goes. If I don't like how something's going, I have the right to go to my boss and say, hey, I know that this is what you're wanting to do, but these are the reasons why I don't think it's going to work. But you know what? You're the boss. I'm still going to do what you decide. And you know what? I mean, that she's going to say my opinion on it.
Yeah.
And then I have to, because that's my job, I have to show up and do what I'm supposed to do.
Well, I have newfound respect for, like, I've never in my life ever had to fire somebody. And I had to fire an employee.
Yeah.
Recently. For just not doing their job. And she was just straight up not doing her job. Not coming to work. Not working her scheduled hours. She was just, I don't want to and you can't make me. Cool. Now you don't have a job. So then what?
Yeah.
You know, and she had the audacity to laugh in my face. And I was like, bye. The fuck? But yeah, I mean, people that don't show up and don't do their job, I think that is kind of become ingrained in culture a little bit. Because, you know, when I was growing up, when you were growing up, we were taught work ethic. We were taught to respect authority. We were taught, you know, how to behave in the public. And we were taught common sense.
Right.
And I feel like some of these younger people coming up have not been taught those things. And they're not being brought up with just common sense, you know. And Jasmine Crockett is a
okay?
Yeah. Career politicians to be done away with. I don't think you should be able to be a career politician.
These people will get on these liberal news media outlets and run their mouth and say some shit. And all their little minion followers will listen to them and then go back and repeat said shit. And it's the gospel truth. And nobody has done any research to see why is this something that possibly even should happen. You know, if we're fighting against this, what are the reasons we're fighting against it? You know, blah, 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 blah. There's a reason for this. You know, and here's the deal. Like, you have an overpopulation. You would think that a state would want the correct representation it's supposed to have.
Yeah, and Texas is a very big state with a very big population.
Yeah.
Like, Texas was the largest state until Alaska came in, but the population of Alaska versus the population of Texas is two vastly different things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in Texas.
See, you know, I've said this before on the podcast, but I love to watch the British guys talking about when they come here and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and one of them that I've listened to was talking about how, like, people in the UK, if it takes 2 hours to get somewhere, they're not going.
Yeah,
that's too far to drive. And like for us, it's like, you know, for me to drive to Dallas, that's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast this morning, and they were talking about something that happened in London, and their family from Ireland just wasn't going to come because it was too far of a trip. It's not that far. Like, it's literally not
used to that.
And, I mean, you can drive for 16 hours and still be in fucking Texas. In Texas,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
Texas is a real big state.
Yep.
And
you can fit several European countries into the state of Texas.
Yeah. I mean, like, overlay Texas onto Europe and it takes up most of Europe. Like, Texas is big.
Yeah. So, what is the solution to this? I don't know. Because it's the people that are the loudest that won't shut the fuck up. They don't even have to tell the truth. The ones that everybody is just, like, puppeting right back to the rest of the world.
But here's the thing, is I think that other people are opening their eyes to what's going on and seeing that just because you're the loudest doesn't necessarily make you the smartest person in the room. Mm. And so,
is there even an argument when it comes to this woman? Listen, oh my God, it's embarrassing.
Oh, I've been sending you TikToks.
Oh my God, she's embarrassing.
Like, she just, and it goes back to the generational, if you're brought up in a certain way, if you're brought up in a certain environment, you're taught certain things, and then you just spout those things like it's truth when it might not be so much. No. And it's just generational dumbassery.
I don't remember who it was, but there was somebody that said, I mean, besides the fact that they're trying to say that Greg Abbott is just trying to be Trump Jr. and all this kind of stuff.
And I don't even think it's that.
No, because Greg Abbott was already Greg Abbott before Donald Trump ever ran for office.
Yeah, Greg Abbott's been governor of Texas since 2002.
But I have to say, gosh, ugh. I don't know who it was. I cannot remember. But somebody, and you might be able to remember who it was, had said that Texas thinks that they're bringing the Confederacy back. And they're saying that people that support Greg Abbott or people that are MAGA or support Trump, that they're trying to bring the Confederacy back. Hello, have you educated yourselves yet? Because do you know who the Confederacy was? They were the damn Democrats that did not want to give up their slaves.
The Democrats invented the KKK.
That
research. God, and people, that is like, that is a Google, like, I think you can Google search that. Like,
it's pretty quick.
Like, just because your mama told you something, don't make it a fact. Mm-mm. And in the day and age of technology that we live in, watch a documentary.
Can you imagine? I have to say this. Can you imagine what? Yeah, and I just brought this up on our recent episode too. But when Joe Biden said, if he said that, let's say 60 years ago.
Oh.
60 years ago. Could you imagine if he said, if you're not voting Democrat, then you're not black?
No.
The black people would have laughed in his damn face. Yes. They had some common sense and they knew those were the people that were trying to keep them oppressed. Yes. And now we have Democratic. God almighty.
And I just, like, if you take the time to look back into black history, which I know a lot about black history because I've listened to a lot of different podcasts, I've watched certain documentaries, and like, it's a topic that interests me. And so, but the way that it has gotten twisted and really just like probably Gen X forward, like, it's not the old school black people, it's the younger black people that just got it twisted. They don't understand the sacrifices. Like, I listened to a podcast not too long ago about a riot that happened in Georgia back in the days of race riots. Mm-hmm. And it all happened because the elevator attendant was a white girl. And a black man got into the elevator and uncomfortable about it and just made an accusation. They burned the whole city to the fucking ground over that.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that one.
Yeah, and so, and like, how many people died? And it's just, it's so dumb to me of why people
don't see that they're being used as pawns. I'm going to be the first one to tell you. Yeah. Sandy knows this because when she and I first met, you know, we got on the topic of politics and stuff right after we said we're not going to talk about politics on the podcast.
It's so funny.
But
it's so funny. Go back and listen to the first episode. We're not going to talk about politics.
If I knew Donald Trump personally, I probably would not be a fan. I said that because, like, his personality, like,
he's abrasive.
And I'm a sunshine and rainbows kind of person, you know. I like people to be happy, and, like, I don't like a lot of negativity in my life, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying he's negative all the time. I'm not saying that. But the deal is I don't like the way that he talks and doesn't shut up sometimes.
He's gotten better about it, I feel like.
He has this presidency. He has. But this has nothing to do with MAGA. This has nothing to do with being a Trump supporter or a Trump follower or a cultist now. Because apparently you're in a cult if you vote
this
in
has
generation.
Nothing. Trump.
No.
Trump is not any... This is not to do with him.
No, the this fact is people have been brainwashed to believe they have to vote a certain way because of their race.
I don't understand how it happened.
And the funny thing is, they're brainwashed to believe this. It's so stupid because of the fact that all you have to do is crack open a legitimate history book.
Yeah.
These people are using you.
Yeah, and I don't get... What I don't understand is the people who lived through all these race wars and, like, riots and little children getting burned up in churches and shit. You know who did that? The KKK.
Yep.
You know who the KKK was? The fucking Democrat.
If you ask them who invented the KKK, they're going to tell you the Republican Party.
Oh, those conservative Republicans did that. No, we didn't.
No.
And then there's this whole, well, the party's flipped.
No,
they didn't.
No, it is exactly the same still. Please tell me how your life got better.
Joe Biden, back in the day, have you seen the quote of him, "I don't want my kids growing up in a jungle," talking about black people being allowed in certain spaces?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a quote. He's on video saying that.
You know, and it's like, we live in a day and time that if you don't like what somebody says, you can start calling them a whole bunch of names. Just call them a bunch of names. Say that they're racist. Say that they're xenophobic. Like, do you even know what that word means? I mean, seriously, do you know what these words mean that you're calling people? Like, you heard it on CNN. That's it. You heard it on some major news network.
And I'm going to say,
it's got to be fact.
All these black people are so up in arms about all these different things. You're watching CNN, and you're letting a white man tell you how to feel and what to believe.
Yep.
You're letting white people tell you how to feel and what to believe. Rachel Maddow, those are white people telling you what to feel, what to believe. You are oppressing your own selves because white people are still telling you what to do instead of you thinking for yourself. And if I get canceled for that, I don't give a shit because it's the damn truth, is it not?
And Jasmine Crockett.
Oh. If it's not white people trying to oppress, if it's not white liberals trying to oppress black people, it's black people trying to oppress black people.
Yep.
Because I'm still on the black side of TikTok, the one that is the conservative, like, side of black TikTok. The amount of black people that are so fed up with what Jasmine Crockett's doing, what CNN's doing. If you don't follow the Hodge twins, do it.
Oh, I love them. Yep.
Love them. And, like, just open your eyes, open a book, do a simple Google search. don't listen, like, make your own decisions. Don't let other people make your decisions for you.
And this is the, you know what, and I'm going to shut up about this whole subject after I make this final point.
Okay.
Here's my final point. If our population has exploded that much and shifted in areas, if there's not a time now to make a change in the number of representatives that we have since our population has increased, when will that time be?
Yeah.
Because it should have already happened.
And so, and I saw this, I heard this on TikTok, and I'm not sure if it's true, but our population is still counting the amount of people who are here illegally.
Yes.
And so, our population in Texas is way exploded.
Yes.
So, we do require...
They count more, everybody, whether they are citizen or not.
Even if they don't have a right to vote, they're still counted in the population.
They're still represented.
Yes. And so, that's how the Electoral College and, like, all that works, is based on population.
Yep.
And so...
So, we would actually be gaining electoral votes as well.
Yes. We would, I think, pick up 5 seats.
I don't know the number. I don't want
to... I think it's 5 seats, congressional seats, that we would pick up with the redistricting.
Yeah.
And so...
Why would you not want yourself to be represented?
Yeah. And so, but Jasmine Crockett would no longer live inside of her district if the redistricting happens. And so, then she would have to run for re-election in a different district does not enjoy her.
She can move.
Well, I mean, the only place
she can... You know what? She can move to California.
Move. If you want to have California politics, go hang out with your big buddy Gavin Newsom, who is a fucking dumbass.
Yep.
If you don't follow Spencer Pratt on TikTok, I'm telling you, you should.
Do you know how many people would probably be willing to put up the money to pay for her plane ticket, her moving van? You know what? They would gently wrap each item she had to get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Bye, bitch.
Ugh, I said fuck.
I said bye, bitch. She
pisses me off.
Well, you don't represent Texas values. You don't represent... You don't represent the district you're supposed to be representing. Mm-mm. You are representing yourself. You're very into all this woke politics and culture that you think is very important, and it's not.
No, like, okay, so, you know, if you, here's some psychology for you. If you tell people, okay, I remember talking about this with teenagers. If somebody says one negative thing, but 10 other people say something positive, what are you thinking about?
The one negative thing.
Okay. All right. With that mindset, okay?
Yeah.
With that in mind, if you have somebody constantly telling you that you're oppressed, you're not given the same rights as somebody else. Like, I'm still waiting to find out when women, like, because we were supposedly losing all these rights with Trump as president.
Oh,
I'm still waiting to figure out what rights I lost. If you constantly got somebody telling you how oppressed you are, how you're mistreated because of the color of your skin and all these things, you know what? After a while, all this negativity that's, like, shoved into your ears, that's all you're remembering is all this negative stuff because there's something wrong with you because you are the color that you are. That is such a lie because the fact is, I don't care who you are. We all have value. You know what your value is? You're an American citizen. That is your value. You are a human being, and you have the same rights as anybody else.
And each and every American citizen has a voice.
Yes.
That we're allowed to use.
Use your voice. Use your voice. You know what?
People that don't vote piss me off. If you're not voting, you don't get to have a say.
No.
If you feel a certain way about a certain thing, but you're not taking your ass up to the poll and voting on it, you don't get to have a say.
Like, I feel like if you're constantly speaking negative stuff into somebody, you are the cause of bringing them down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are 100% the cause. Mm-hmm. I will never in my life believe that the color of somebody's skin is going to determine whether they are smart, whether they have value. Like, you are just as important as anybody else.
I mean, I was raised to not be racist. Now, I knew, you know, in my early upbringing, I knew that I was not allowed to date black people. But I was not racist. And I value all the people in my life. Like, I don't care what color you are. You know, and I don't...
Do you know how much of that has even changed, though? Like, yeah. I don't think that most people even think the same way.
Yeah, when it comes and it's to not. That. It's not. And I, like, I don't care what color you are. It's how do you treat me? Or how do you treat my kid? Like, I didn't raise my kids. I didn't raise my kids like, oh, don't bring home a black person. Like, if that church person treats you like a queen, then I don't care if they're purple, green. I don't care. Are they good to you? Are they kind to you? Do they provide for you? But in the 80s and 90s, when we were growing up, it was kind of frowned on.
Yeah.
But it, I don't feel like
even then. That's what I'm saying. Each generation that has gone by, a lot of that mindset has changed.
Yeah. But, I mean, even.
And don't we all grow as people?
Yeah. What I'm trying to get at, though, is it wasn't. I didn't feel like it was a racist thing. It was like, it was just, it's not done. But it wasn't like, you can be friends with black people. You can have black people in your life. You just don't date them or you don't marry them. But it wasn't like, hate black people. It was, it's just not done.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the generation. That's,
but it was the generation.
Because there was so much separation back then.
Yeah, but it also like, it wasn't hateful.
Yeah.
I mean, I had friends in school that were black. I had friends in school that were Mexican. I had friends in school that were all types of different races.
My parents were the same way, but I think as time changed, even that changed for them. And you got to remember, like, my father, he was old enough to be my grandfather when I was born. He was 11 years older than my mother. So he was born in 1931.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was the mindset at that time. But even my own father, by the time he passed away, he had seen so much change in the world. There was a lot of things that he looked back on and was able to say, you know, this wasn't right, you know.
Yeah, and two, you know, as a people, collectively, regardless of race, religion, we are in this day and age. And nobody's looking back on other things that at that time, like in the 60s, this was really important. It's not really important now, but it was at the time. And so that whatever was very culturally influencing what was going on, like in the 70s and in the 80s. And so instead of like taking a step back and going, let me look at this whole picture of all these things, it's, no, everybody's racist. And that's not what it is.
No, because I think that there's a lot of people, like, what you're saying, okay, look, I'm just going to tell you where my brain immediately went whenever you said that. Immediately whenever you were thinking that.
It probably did not. Like, it wasn't like my parents said, you can't date black people. It just wasn't done.
Yeah.
It exactly. just wasn't done.
It wasn't done at the time, yeah.
And people that did date black people were ostracized. And I never really understood why, because I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was like, well, maybe that person's really
kind. Well, you know, and some of us lived our lives in a way that we were ostracized. Because, I mean, I was a pregnant 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, so I was ostracized. And so maybe that helped for my mind to change on a lot of things.
Yeah, I've got to touch on religion for just a second, because I was raised in a very odd church, and I remember unequally yoked.
Yeah.
And that pastor associated that with race.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And so it was, be ye not unequally yoked to a person outside your race.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know how many people use the Bible for so many things besides racism? I mean, it's just an agenda thing.
I have many things to say about religion. We're not talking about it right now. But that also was a thing being taught from churches at that time. And so that's what I grew up with, and it wasn't racist. It was just the way things were.
Did I ever tell you about, and this is a local church here. Yeah. A local church, Hugh Springs. I went one Sunday, it was Mother's Day, and I went and visited over there. My husband and I think Jerry was with me. But the pastor from the pulpit was telling a racist joke. Like, I didn't even want any involvement in church whatsoever at that time anyways. Mm-mm. And to sit there, and he was telling a very racist joke on Mother's Day. Isn't that just insane?
That's fucked up.
It is just... But yeah, people have used the Bible for their own agendas. Yeah.
And it's...
For decades and...
And if you believe in the Bible, if you read a book, take it. When I read a book, take Twilight, for example. I read Twilight. You know what I did? I took it at face value. You read a book, it says what it says, you take it at face value. It's not open for interpretation, correct? So if you're a person that believes in the Bible, I don't. Because it was heavily edited by a... king who hated women and all types of other shit that I will not get into right now. Also, he was gay. But if you're gonna read a book, read a book. Take it at face. Hi, Larry.
You came out. Hi, baby.
That's the first time
I've ever been able to pet him.
Yeah, we have a new kitty cat at the shop. I'm not sure how it's gonna work out because Morris hates him. But he did live at my house, but he's an orange cat, and he likes to play too much. My other cats don't like it, so he had to be somewhere else. So now he's at the shop, and I don't think him and Morris are going to get along, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, this is Larry. But anyway, I just feel like you take a book, you read it, it's face value, not open to interpretation, and people that just... You know, even taking that one verse, be not unequally yoked, and turning it into a race thing, that's not what that was even about.
No.
To me, it was being with, don't marry somebody that's not a Christian.
Okay, see, and this is where, no, that's a whole other, we'll talk about that later.
We have many things to work through.
Yep. Change the subject right now. Yeah. Y'all, I'm sorry. I get fired up about it because it's just dumb as hell. Dumb as hell because it's too easy to research on your own. I knew years ago that we were going to have to be redistricted. I knew that.
Yeah.
Most people who live in Texas already knew that. This is nothing new.
No,
this is not gerrymandering. This is not what this is.
Yeah.
Period. Point blank. And everybody who keeps posting about it and talking about it and sharing news about it, you need to educate yourself on this. Gerrymandering is when you're doing it for an agenda. This needs to be done, period.
Yeah, it's for the popular...
Anyway. So, okay, speaking of Larry, so I have found this, like, damn it, Sandy, you're the one who got me on TikTok. Okay, TikTok is like taking over a lot of my spare time. It's actually got into some of my reading time. But I found this new, I don't know, this dude that I watch. And it's not just one. There's several of them. There's about three of them right now that I've been watching. But what they do is they take scammer calls.
Yeah.
Or they will call these scammers. People will email them, hey, I got this email. This is the phone number it's wanting me to contact. Or people are trying to scam somebody, right? And they call them, and these dudes are, like, very computer savvy. And they get in there, and as the guys are convincing them, they think they're, like, elderly people or whatever, and they'll get on their computer and get them to download programs that basically give them control over their computer. So they're getting into your computer, and people are letting this happen, right?
Yeah.
So they're pretending to be this elderly person that is just stupidly letting them in their computer. But while they're getting into their computer, this dude is going into the other dude's computer, right?
Yeah.
And he's getting all this information. He's figuring out ways to either block them from scamming people, or they're getting into their phones, and, like, they'll go in there and change their outgoing messages. So, like, if somebody calls them, most of the time they're not going to answer when you call. They listen to the messages and they call you back. Yeah. So, when the people call them, there'll be an outgoing message that says, the person that you're trying to call is a scammer. Please do not give them any personal information, blah, blah, blah. Like, one of the guys I listened to, his name is Doc Crompton, I think is his name. This really cool, Sandy. You got to look it up. Like, I could spend hours just listening to them, keeping these guys hanging. It's hilarious. He's always saying, anyway. So, there's this different one. It's not Doc Crompton. It's a different one. But he's always talking about his horse named Larry. And whenever they're telling them that they got to go to the bank and they're going to have to remove their money and they need them to, they're convincing them to get these cashier's checks and they got to send it for this and blah, blah, blah. So he's pretending that he's riding his horse Larry to the bank.
Oh my God.
He's even got the people to talk to Larry on the phone. I mean, he is making complete asses of these scammers.
Oh my God, that's
And
hilarious.
It makes me so happy because do you know how many... Like, I mean, I took care of my dad when he had Alzheimer's, and people would send him stuff asking for money or telling him that he needed to pay this or that, and he would just do it because he didn't know better. He didn't realize that they were scamming him for money. So, I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to send you the links to these guys because they're hilarious. You're going to love it.
Oh, my God, stop. That's your claws. You made biscuits on me, and it hurts. I don't like painful biscuits. I only like nice biscuits.
Well, girl, we've probably been bitching for a while.
We have been bitching for well over an hour. Eh, it's fine. I love editing our episodes. It's fun. I have so much fun with you. We talk about all the things. We get to know each other, and we get to yell at other people about what people believe.
And we don't always believe the same things. And
no,
it's
we
still,
don't.
Y'all, if you have not tried to make the effort to find a person in your life that you make the decision from the get-go, you're going to be 100% honest with them. Make that make that a pact and say, you know what, we will be 100% honest. We will never just blindly agree with each other that we're going to tell each other exactly how we feel about things or whatever. Y'all, you're missing out because it is like the best thing. I swear this is the best thing that has happened to me in so long.
Yeah, same. Because, I mean, it just... I have to, like, think about it when we're talking about stuff. Like, I have to think about what I'm gonna say, or like think like in my brain about what do I really want to say, what do I really think, instead of just parroting what you're saying. And there's so many stuff that we do agree on, a lot of things.
I think most we do.
Most things, yeah, but I don't I don't feel guilty if I say I don't feel that way, or And that's kind of been an eye-opening experience for me, just because of things I've been through in my life where I've been, like, browbeat into, you have to believe what...
Yeah. Your feelings are valid.
Yeah, and so I'm learning that my feelings are valid, my thoughts are valid, I am allowed to have a voice and say what I think, and... So that's been fun for me, but I encourage you, if you don't have a person, if you don't have a Christie, you should find one. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I mean, and one day I will get into maybe just stupid shit I've done in friendships, but just to be accepted or to feel like I'm wanted or whatever, and that was so unnecessary. Because I could have just been myself, and then they could have gone, this isn't for me.
And then that would not be wasting time, you know?
And then that could be years of my life that I didn't waste on where I wasn't wanted.
Yeah. I hate to agree with you on that, because it makes me feel bad to agree, but yes, 100%, because I think that we do that. We acclimate ourselves to whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
And try to fit in, and we don't need to do that. We just need to be genuine.
And so now, being genuine, and I enjoy it very much.
It's very liberating.
It is very liberating. I feel like you and I have had some deep conversations, like, on the podcast, but we've also had some deep conversations off the podcast that are just us talking. And that's shit I would not have said to anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a real friendship. And those are rare.
Yeah.
I feel like. Because I've never had one. You probably have, but I haven't.
Girl, I've had a lot of loss with those friendships, though.
Yeah, let's... you don't get to die anytime soon. So, just put that out.
I'll try not to do that.
Please don't die, because I finally have a good friend. So.
Oh, I've already had that conversation. If I do die, do not let anybody bring any carnations to my funeral. I hate them.
No, I will. If anybody tries to order, if you die before I die, if anybody tries to order carnations for your funeral, I'll say absolutely not.
Just say you were not her friend because you didn't know that.
You didn't know her.
That's right.
You weren't even her real friend.
That's right.
No, girl, and as a florist, I don't love carnations. They smell like a funeral.
They do. They stink.
And they're dated. I mean, there are some cool things you can do with a carnation. Like, if somebody asks for hydrangeas and you don't have any hydrangeas and you can't get any, you can group, like, 5 or 6 carnations together real tight, and it gives the illusion of a hydrangea.
I think it's the smell. I think it's, to me, it's the smell.
It is the smell. I mean, it's the smell, because they smell like a funeral.
They smell like a funeral, and they smell cheap to me.
Well, let me tell you what, they're not cheap.
They just smell cheap to me.
But they do smell cheap. But, well, I've got to go home and go to bed, because I've got to get up early in the morning.
Oh, sister, yeah.
I've got a whole big, huge funeral tomorrow, and it's, yeah. Which, we did order flowers, so nobody's got to go to Texarkana and pick up flowers, because we knew ahead of time that this was going to happen. So, I did get flowers ordered today for tomorrow, so.
Nice.
But, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a busy, 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 busy day. I'll do a time lapse. We're going
to
do a...
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, we're going to do a time lapse, and then we'll post the pictures on some sort of social media or something. But, yeah, I'm just going to go home and drink a couple more beers and go to bed early, because, and then if I go to bed early, I'm not smoking cigarettes. Also, so.
There's that.
Because, I don't want to, if I'm not. I barely smoked at all today, but I also haven't really been around my husband. And the only reason I smoked a cigarette a while ago is because my son had some... My son doesn't smoke, by the way. But if he's drinking, he'll buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke like two cigarettes out of it and then throw the pack away. Which is so dumb. Like, why do you do that? But I was overstimulated and wanted a cigarette. And I was like, hey, do you have a cigarette in your truck? And he was like, yeah. And so he just gave me a whole pack of cigarettes. So, but no, I really am quitting. I'm not going to smoke.
Don't roll your eyes like that.
Oh, God. I know.
Hard. It is hard.
It's hard because I want to smoke.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Girl, that's why I was a smoker all the years I was, is because I liked it. I don't know.
I'm gonna quit smoking. I'm gonna quit. It's gonna be fine. I did order stronger nicotine patches, and they are working. I'm better about crashing out than I was last week. So there's that.
So
I think we should wrap up for today.
Hey, y'all. We still have our anniversary episode is going to be coming up. We're going to do a listener episode. Send us all the good stuff.
Send us your thoughts on racism, my God. Politics.
Please send us your thoughts on Texas politics. I want to hear every bit of it.
Yeah, send us Texas politics, politics in general, racism. You got thoughts?
Yes.
You got a ghost story? You got anything you want to tell us? We'll be happy to talk about it.
Yep.
And you know, that we're a small podcast and we don't have like thousands of listeners, but you know, the people that do listen to us and the people that do comment on our stuff, like, we're pretty grateful.
Yeah.
But also, can you please send us an email?
That's right, because we want to hear from you. You can find us at we'relittlebitdead@gmail.com.
WereLittleBitDead@gmail.com.
Yes, and you can also send us messages on our Facebook page.
A little bit dead. Yeah, we've kind of not done anything else, so.
That's okay.
But you can find us on Facebook. You can find us. Maybe I'll link all personal TikToks on this episode.
Sure.
So that, you know, people want to find our TikToks, they can.
Yeah. I just do dumb stuff on my TikTok and it's so much fun.
I just do, like, flower shop stuff. But maybe we can do...
I do dumb stuff and my husband says, "Are you bored?"
Yes. Yeah, no, we can... Maybe we'll do a couple podcasts, TikToks, and...
Oh, that'd be fun,
do some
yeah.
reposts and sure. whatever. We'll find out. We'll find out what we do. And, but yeah, so...
We will see you guys next time. I say we'll see you all the time. That's kind of stupid because we're not going to see you.
You will hear us in exactly 1 week from today again.
Okay.
With a brand new bullshit episode. So
we got all kinds of bullshit to say.
We have many bullshit that we're talking about that will come out eventually, but we're full of bullshit. Just absolutely full of it. Not a little bit full of it. We're just all the way full of it.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah. So, okay, bye.
Bye.